We are just a day away from Super Tuesday, and the field of Democratic presidential candidates vying for the more than 1,300 delegates tomorrow has narrowed. Billionaire Tom Steyer dropped out. So did former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He won Iowa, but after coming far behind other candidates in South Carolina, he said yesterday he could not see a path forward for his campaign.
In a divided nation, we saw fellow Democrats join with independents and, yes, some of those future former Republicans to choose a different politics, to choose a politics defined not by who we push away, but by how many we can call to our side. And we sent a message to every kid out there wondering if whatever marks them out as different means they are somehow destined to be less than. To see that someone who once felt that exact same way can become a leading American presidential candidate with his husband at his side.
The conventional wisdom is that Buttigieg's exit from the race is good news for Joe Biden ahead of all the voting that will happen tomorrow. Biden got almost 50% of the vote in South Carolina, with Senator Bernie Sanders coming in a distant second place with about 20%. Joining us now is Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio, who is a Biden supporter. Congressman, welcome. And what is your reaction, first of all, to Mayor Buttigieg dropping out of the race?
Well, I think it was a really smart move and a courageous move. You know, it's never easy to put so much time and effort in for such a long period of time and then have to get out. But I think it's a signal that the moderate to liberal lane is consolidating around Joe Biden. And I think the writing's on the wall for that. When you saw the huge African-American support he got in South Carolina and just, you know, winning by almost 30 points, and a lot of other candidates not able to get support in the African-American community, which is a huge part of the Democratic primary moving forward. So I think it's a great sign for Joe Biden, and, you know, hopefully we can just keep it rolling.
Was a deal made between Biden and Buttigieg? Some people are wondering that today.
I don't think so, but I don't know that. You know, I think Mayor Pete, you know, is as sharp as it gets. And if he wants to be a part of helping this consolidation, I think a natural fit for him would be Vice President Biden, which would be a huge boost for Joe Biden moving forward. So, you know, we certainly would welcome Mayor Pete. He ran a fantastic campaign. He has a great team around him, and we would welcome his support.
Do you think that the presence in the race of Amy Klobuchar and Michael Bloomberg are going to hurt Joe Biden tomorrow?
Well, I don't necessarily think so. I mean, if Amy Klobuchar does really, really well in Minnesota, you know, those are delegates that she's going to get that, you know, maybe a Bernie Sanders wouldn't get, which would keep his numbers, you know, down a little bit. So I think her in the short term, given the next couple of days, it's not going to be unhelpful to have her in the race. I would say after that, and, you know, she's going to have to evaluate, like I had to do and Mayor Pete had to do at some point, you know, whether or not you can make a realistic run at it. If she does get out of the race, I would think a lot of her supporters would go to Vice President Biden as well. And so you would begin the consolidation process, and then there'll be a, you know, sprint, you know, through March and April.
How is Joe Biden, if he becomes the nominee, going to win over supporters of Bernie Sanders in a way that Hillary Clinton clearly had some trouble with 4 years ago?
Well, I think Donald Trump has a way of sharpening the minds of progressives and Democrats. I don't think there's anybody in the Democratic field or even a Bernie Sanders supporter that doesn't think that Joe Biden, who passed the Violence Against Women's Act, who helped President Obama, you know, secure the auto industry in the United States or provide universal health care for everybody in the United States, isn't leaps and bounds better on policy than Donald Trump has been, or on the environment. I mean, you know, the argument is really going to shift because it's going to be, okay, you know, the worst thing you could possibly do if you're interested in climate change is have Donald Trump be president for another 4 years. You know, the worst thing you could do for women's rights or human rights or the new economy would be to have Donald Trump in office for another 4 years talking about, you know, chasing smokestacks and going back to 1950. Joe Biden understands the new economy. He's been very progressive on a lot of these issues, but he has the working class sensibility. So I think those Bernie Sanders voters, while they may not like it because they're, you know, they like their candidate and they like him a lot. But I think at the end of the day, staring at the prospects of Donald Trump getting another 4 years, nominating people to the Supreme Court, rolling back environmental regulations, privatizing public schools, government schools, as he likes to call them, I think the Sanders voters are going to know what the right thing to do is for the country.
What is success going to look like tomorrow?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of states. So, you know, we're not sure exactly what it looks like or, you know, what the map looks like tomorrow. But, you know, he's got to have a number of successes. There's no question about that. And I think Mayor Pete getting out also helps. But I think the more successful he is tomorrow, you know, the better chance of maybe a Michael Bloomberg getting out down the road or somebody, you know, Amy Klobuchar getting out down the road. So I don't know what it looks like. You've got to have some significant wins. And I think he will. And then, you know, we'll wake up on Wednesday morning and see, you know, what the next steps are.
That is Tim Ryan, a Democratic congressman from Ohio, supporting Joe Biden for president. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.